exercise change.
What actually motivated you to get to the point you're at now? And what are the things in general that you think motivate people to want to make a change?
I'll start with the first one, which is myself. As a really, really young kid, I just wanted to be the best that I could be. I never really enjoyed losing, probably like most people. I remember cross countries at school and just getting so nervous before cross countries because I didn't want to... Well, I suppose I didn't want to let my family down and, you know, them be embarrassed. And I remember there was a couple of years where I came second and third and I was never a fantastic runner, but, you know, I won the odd cross country as well. But just little things like that, I just hated losing.
And not just for yourself either, by the sounds of it.
And, you know, my family and thinking what my family and friends think of me has always been a big motivator for me.
Right.
That's why I find it hard. You know, I hear some, you know, I suppose athletes and people in general, they might say, yeah, I don't care what other people think of me. But it's always been different for me.
Okay.
And I don't know when they say that, if they're referring to everyone, or they may be excluding their family and friends, because they're the one thing that I really do care what they think about. Me.
So there's accountability there to more other people than just yourself.
Yeah, and sometimes I've sat there after training sessions and, you know, it may not have been the most successful training session or successful competition. You're like, geez, am I putting too much pressure on me? They all tell me they're proud of me and all the rest of it. Maybe this could be just me. I don't know, fabricating some sort of thoughts that they may think about it, but maybe that's what keeps me going. So. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, going back to as a young fella, I would smash tennis rackets and throw them on top of school roofs, and when a point went past me, or
it's that, I guess, desire to be the best.
Yeah, also, that was a big thing for me.
And also the desire to sort of not only be the best for yourself, be the best in the eyes of others, and especially those that are close to you.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So, what do you think about people in general? Why are they motivated to change? You know, take for example, maybe. So it could be a man or a woman in their mid-40s. They sort of come to your gym out of shape. Why are they there?
Hey, look, there could be a massive amount of reasons there. You may find that relationship breakups could be something, and they may not think that they are attractive to the opposite sex anymore, or maybe they've been in a relationship for so long that they're being so comfortable with people that. With their partner, that they started to let things go, or maybe it might be a simple thing of somebody brings up an old photo of them and they go, holy smoke, geez, what have I been doing? Or it could be a health scare. It could be another family or friend that has a health scare, and they think, geez, our lifestyles are quite similar, I better do something about this. It could be a multitude of things. But I think most of the time that they are wanting to change, like, I don't know, this might just be coming from me, but a lot of the feedback that we would get is that they want to change for family reasons. And, you know, it might be a wedding coming up, it might be Christmas coming up, all places where family and friends are going to be.
Okay.
However, it could be the fact that they've now got 1, 2, 3 grandchildren and they're starting to watch them grow up, and, you know, they might take them down the beach one day and, geez, I'm running out of puff here. I've got to do something about this. You know, it could be anything. But a lot of the time it is, I suppose, the same as me, where it's, you know, family and friends and wanting to live a healthier life and an enjoyable life. Yeah, where you're not in pain. And
I like that distinction that you made between, you said often people are motivated because there's an event coming up, but it's because family and friends are at that event that is probably the more relevant motivator.
No, exactly.
Yeah, because how often do you hear people saying, I've got this coming up, or I want to get in shape for Christmas or for New Year's?
And the key post those events is, like I said before, the fight is in between fights. What's next? What's next? And that's where it comes in, you know, if they have got a coach or a personal trainer, they've got to help this particular person stay on track.
Sure.
And it might be just setting tiny wee little goals. Okay, now let's improve on this. Or maybe there might be another event coming up. Maybe it's not for 12 months. You know, people can slide off pretty easy in 12 months. So you've just got to keep them on track and not let them get comfortable.